The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Milk jingles and Australia's favourite herb. Milk jingles and Australia's favourite herb. Make this quick. It's a quickie podcast. We discussed alternative milks. Just how many mammals from the mammalian clan could we talk about that milk themselves and that humans drink? Not many, really. But, I mean, it's still in the podcast, so it wasn't all bad. Just because you don't get many calls doesn't mean it's not good content. As an old radio teacher told me. Also, the Jingle Fairy came in and saved another business with an epic jingle, and we got to the bottom of Australia's favourite herb. It's the data that the government doesn't want you to know. Enjoy the quickie. Wild moment. Mum sprays breast milk over crowd at dance festival.
Come on!
Blonde woman was filmed dancing at an EDM rave event held in Southern California, dressed in a skimpy black leotard. Black hat, sunnies, red shoes. Began fiddling with her outfit and threw a few moves on the D floor, but no one realised what was about to come.
Oh, shit! Jesus Christ!
Yeah, so the milk's flowing.
It's the most outrageous video. Like, it's not just like a wee kind of like dribble. It's full blown like squirting everywhere.
Yeah, in three different angles as well.
Yeah, it does sort of go off in all directions.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. There must have been a little bit from last night's feed sort of stuck in there, sending it all sorts of directions. In an unexpected move, a punter then started doing laybacks and really getting into the scene.
What do you mean?
Well, you saw that girl afterwards. Who just sort of like, not only is the milk spraying, then someone's there with their mouth trying to catch it.
Trying to drink it.
You didn't watch that part?
No, I did not watch that part. That's outrageous. You can't be drinking some stranger's breast milk.
Look, this is a lady who is living her best. She clearly doesn't buy into the hype of cow's milk. And she's keen to get some alternative milk in her diet. We've seen it before. I mean, you're an almond milk girl or an oat milk or something along those lines.
I'm an almond milk girl.
Well, there you go.
Or macadamia if they've got it, but it's quite pricey. But I'm not a breast milk kind of girl. Like
glass houses, mate. Glass houses. We've all got our alternative milk crutches, okay?
What's yours?
Well, I have been known to get involved in some oat milk from time to time.
Yeah.
And I have had a sip of camel's milk back in the day.
Camels have milk?
Yes, camels have milk.
What are they? What, from
what do you think they keep in those humps?
I don't know. Do they have udders?
Yeah, they're mammals. They're mammals. They say the camel milk is the best of all the mammal milk.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm learning.
Rich in iron. 131060. Open minds tonight, and I'd love to hear if anyone's got some alternative milks that they've tried.
A bottle of milk, thanks.
Welcome, sirs and madams, to Danny Lakey's Alternative Milk Club.
Yeah, welcome. We meet every second Monday discussing alternative milky lifestyles. And with vegan milks on the up, I'm sure that we'd get a couple of almond callers, a couple of oat milk callers.
This music's making it sound like this is some type of classy club.
It is a very classy
You're
club.
Probably drinking milk from a mug.
It's a very classy club. We accept all types of milks. Camel milk, yak milk. I'd love to hear. You know what? I want alternative mammal milks. That's what I'm really after on 131060. Well, I know there's a lot of farmers out there that are doing it tough. Sometimes you've got to go beyond the cows.
A yak has
milk. Yeah, you can have yak milk.
Well.
Yes, yak milk. Any mammal.
Do they bottle these up
milk.
And sell them?
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe they're keeping it all for themselves. I sure know if I had a yak or two, I wouldn't be selling it. I'd be keeping the good stuff. This will blow your milky mind.
What?
You can have cockroach milk.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
You cannot. Those tiny little cockroaches do not produce milk.
Some of the sweetest milk money can buy.
Bullshit.
I'm not. Don't BS me. Don't BS me about my milky mind.
So if someone's had cockroach milk, call 131060 pronto.
It forms a crystalline substance, one of the sweetest milks you can have, cockroach milk. And we'll accept that in Danny Lakey's Alternative Milk Club tonight. I want to know, how milky are we going? How deep does this milky wormhole run? Jade on 131060, you are dabbling in the alternative milk world. Glad to have you.
Yeah. So it's basically like breast. So yeah, I'm doing breast milk as well. So I started to feed my baby like mixed vegetables with my breast milk mashed in it and things like that. And one day I tried it and I really liked it. So I started making other recipes with my breast milk, like brownies and cookies and banana bread. I have it with my cereal now.
Do you let people know that it's in the baking before you give it to them?
I do. And people think it's crazy and they taste it and they can't obviously tell a difference.
Yeah,
some people don't. Some people are like, I don't want to do that, which is perfectly fine. I basically started making those foods just like, you know, for my daughter, but now I just, I've got all this frozen breast milk and I just don't know what to do with it.
And look, I'm coming into a summer where I've got a lot of picnics and social occasions. If you want to send a big batch of brownies my way, more than happy. You would have had a heart attack looking at this lady wasting that precious milky resource at the festival. Could have batched up a nice little cake with that. How fantastic to see. This is a lady who is using alternative methods of milk.
Oh, I don't know if I'd be trying that.
This is the movement we need, Chewy Louie. John, you grew up with an alternative milk.
Yeah, that's correct. I grew up in, I was born in Taiwan, moved to New Zealand when I was six. And how I can remember was that when I was young, we'd get years of it just delivered fresh in the morning, just goat's milk.
Fresh. Beautiful, tasty goat's milk. Here, it's a bit more nutty, less creamy, more nutty.
That makes sense because you've got, obviously, your goat feta as well. I don't know why I keep referring back to cheese.
Yeah, that's you've got to start with the milk.
Sorry.
Absolutely.
I love goat cheese, honestly. Yeah. I just love the flavor of goat, like goat meat and everything. Where we live in Taiwan, it's like a little suburb, you can say, and we're famous for goats.
Yeah, great.
And you milk them like a little udders.
That's right. Yeah. Delicious. Everyone should try it.
Delicious.
Okay, well, I'd give the goat a go, Lakey. I wouldn't give the breast milk a go.
Would you be willing to give a crystalline, milky cockroach substance a go? That's one of the sweet milks.
All right, I'll do it. You're always saying you want to cut down sugar.
Welcome to the milky side, Chewy Louie.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show, quickie.
Jingle Fairy, shush. Come on, Jingle Fairy, calm down.
You've heard of the Tooth Fairy. You've heard of the Fairy Godmother. Now we give you the best fairy of all. The...
Oh, she died. Instead, we give you the second best option, the Jingle Fairy.
Yeah, the Jingle Fairy is in town. This is a fairy that comes to the rescue and just gets off on helping Australian businesses who just need that extra wave of support. Maybe it's a little bit tough for them to have advertising on a national platform in radio media. And this is where the Jingle Fairy comes in. We'll provide a free one-time play radio advert / jingle relating to the business with the opportunity for the Jingle Fairy to fly to the owner's house and leave a USB stick under their pillow one night with the jingle for all eternity.
With all technology now, we could get a faster way than that, Lakey.
The Jingle Fairy is old school and refuses to drop box the jingle to anyone and must hand deliver it in the middle of the night. Ain't that right, Jingle? Tonight's business is Dial a Sparkle Cleaning Services. And the proprietor of the company is Angela. Hello, Angela.
Hi, guys.
We hear that you are one of the best cleaning businesses in the Melbourne, Victoria area.
Dare I say, we certainly are.
Yep. Cleaning services, clean houses, businesses, cars. Is there anything you won't clean?
No, we do it all.
Right. How long has this business been going? What was the thought process behind it? How many people do you have working for you?
It did start off with six. It was mine and my mum's business.
Great.
She obviously moved on and I've taken over now. Yeah. We've been so successful with all of our recommendations and everyone just being so happy with our work. We have decided to take it on full time. It's been about a year and a half now and I could not be more grateful with the successfulness we have received.
Well, I've seen the Facebook page and there are a lot of glowing reviews on there. So no doubt if anyone in the Melbourne area needs a bond clean or a car clean or even have a workplace that needs cleaning, Dial a Sparkle Cleaning Services. Speak to Angela. She'll hook you up.
I certainly will.
Are you ready to hear the Jingle Fairy's work, Angela? Obviously, you're doing very well, but maybe a slight nugget out of your price range to get some national airplay on national radio. So this is where the Jingle Fairy comes in. All you've got to do is listen to the jingle and then give the Jingle Fairy the word whether you want the USB stick delivered in the middle of the night under your pillow afterwards. Sound good?
sounds awesome. Right. Fantastic.
Let's see what the Jingle Fairy has mustered up here.
Oh, no. I'm so stressed out. I don't have enough time to clean my house or my car or the workplace business that I run in my spare time.
Houses, car, or even a business. There is nothing they won't clean. Highly skilled professional cleaner, leaving everything pristine. Just call Angela on the phone, or leave a message after the tone. Price is too good to be true. Ooh. Dial a Sparkle Cleaning's the business for you.
Oh, that's all right. Dial a Sparkle Cleaning Services can accompany all those needs for you.
Really? Tell me more.
Houses, car, or even a business. There is nothing they won't clean. Highly skilled professional cleaner, leaving everything pristine. Kitchens, toilets, dirty bedrooms, or a messy living space. Dirty cars inside and outside, or even an untidy workplace. Just call Angela on the phone, or leave a message after the tone. Price is too good to be true. Dial a Sparkle Cleaning's a business for you.
Sparkling Cleaning Service. Now everything's clean and I'm happy.
Hey!
Woo! Love that song. How good was that, Angela?
That was awesome.
I'll take that as the yes, that the Jingle Fairy has permission to come through one of your
the
back windows.
The Jingle Fairy did good.
Yes. Good Jingle Fairy. Good one.
Go Jingle Fairy.
Dial a Sparkle Cleaning Services on Facebook if you need something clean. Thank you, Angela. Thank you to the Jingle Fairy as well.
Yes.
Hit us up on Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram. If you've got a business you want the Jingle Fairy to attend to.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
It's this time of year. Nearing the end of the year for the Danny Lakey Late Show radio show. And a few weeks from now, I'll be serving a three-course meal, and in particular, a very fond salad to a big dog celebrity chef. All grown from a radio studio first, Woolworths Discovery Garden. Get around me. I'm a farmer. Get used to it.
You're not a farmer. You have a small garden in the studio.
I've got the full set of the Woolworths Discovery Garden, and it's coming on full bloom. It's almost ready to reap what I sow. The tomatoes are hanging off the vine. The beetroots are ready to be snapped up. The carrots are almost touching the bottom of the pot. But my love and attention lies more towards the herb side of the garden.
You can't go wrong with the herb. It makes a whole meal.
No doubt I'll be utilising all the herbs that I've been growing. My oreganos, my basils, my chives, my corianders, my chamomiles, my dills. Love a good thrill of the dill. But what herbs do I need to use to really bring it out? What's Australia's favourite herb? Because no doubt once I have this data, it will show in my salad in a couple of weeks' time when I make the salad for the famous celebrity chef.
It's very easy. It's got to be out of coriander and basil. There's no other two.
Coriander, so divisive.
You either love or hate
so
it.
So divisive. Mm. What was the other one? Basil.
Basil. Basil goes with everything. Basil with cheese. Basil with pizza. Basil with pesto.
That's your Italian upbringing. I feel you may have been skewed towards Franco's cooking in the day.
I'll give you that. What would you go?
Hard to go past chives, but I'm a sucker, and you know I get a big thrill when I see dill.
Yeah.
And it's not just because it rhymes.
I think it might be. Chives and a scrammy eggs.
Oh, chives turns a good meal into a great meal. That's where my head's at the moment. That's where I'm thinking the public will go tonight. And all afternoon on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram page, we've had 16 herbs up, taking on one another, all on a quest to find out and gather the data once and for all, Australia's favourite herb.
Calling all people. It's time to vote in the Herb Olympics. What is Australia's favourite herb?
The fate of the world depends on the outcome of this game.
And 16 herbs have become 8. And to be honest, no massive upsets on the Instagram voting page today at the Danny Lakey Late Show, but calling upon all herb lovers to give us a bell on 131060 to vote in Australia's most herbaceous democracy. Playing a small part in the salad that I will prepare for a celebrity chef through my Woolworths Discovery Garden in a few weeks' time. The eight biggest herbs in the country, as voted by the listeners of the show: parsley, basil, rosemary, chives, mint, thyme, dill, and the all-divisive coriander. They're the top eight herbs in the country. Top eight herbs in the country. Calling on the herb lovers to give us a bell right now on 131060 to vote in the quarterfinals. Which of these herbs are going through to the semis? Eight must become four. Eventually, four will become two, and two will become one in the first quarterfinal. Ken, one of the great herb lovers. Hello.
Hello, how are we?
Good, thank you. Quarterfinal number one is between parsley and basil. Which one's going through to the semi?
Hands down, basil.
Basil!
Yes, Ken, my flavor. Man.
All about flavour.
It does pack a pungent aroma, and that's what you want in a herb. Keenan on 131060, you're in charge of quarterfinal number two.
Keenan and Cal.
Out of rosemary and chives. Think very carefully.
Oh, gonna have to break it down to you, mate. We're going rosemary.
Yep.
Wow.
Great energy in tea.
I have to say, it was one of the stronger quarterfinals. I mean, no one likes to see chives eliminated this early on in the piece, but rosemary, a strong herb that can hold its own. Especially
great,
around lamb.
Great in a focaccia breed as well.
Oh, fantastic in a focaccia breed and a lamb shank. Shannon on 131060. Quarterfinal number three. This is between mint and thyme. Two very different herbs on the herby spectrum.
Oh, definitely thyme.
Thyme all the way. I just need a little bit of thyme. I just need more thyme.
The big call, the poor mint, sayonara.
Yeah, well, the mint, it's more of a dessert herb. And look, it won't be coming in handy in any of my salads when I'm serving one of the top, hottest, hot chefs in the country. Thanks, Shannon. Nick on 131060. Final quarterfinal. Dill, the thrill of the dill, and the all-divisive coriander. This is a big quarterfinal. Appropriate for someone called Nick.
Nicholas.
Yes, mate. Definitely got to be coriander.
Yes.
Oh,
definitely.
Yes.
100%. This is a man who I thought may have been struck by the bright lights and the thrill of the dill, but he's remained cool, calm and composed. Coriander through to the semi. Oh, does it dare to dream and go all the way?
I bloody hope so. Like, it deserves it, you know?
Let's
move.
It's
been a tough few years for the Cozza.
It really has. Let's move to the semi-finals where we've got basil and rosemary and thyme and coriander. Amy, please, who's going through to the granny out of basil and rosemary? Two of the great names and two of the great herbs.
It's such a hard decision because they're both so good.
Very tough.
I have to go rosemary. Rosemary. Whoa. For sure.
Oh, wow.
Rosemary defeats basil in a very tight semi-final.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Basil's so versatile.
Yeah,
you know? Basil on your margarita?
Maybe the baton has passed on. Maybe basil's seen its day. Grant, the second semi-final between thyme and coriander, taking on rosemary in the grand final. Grant, you absolute bastard, listening on delay.
Yes, listen to your phone.
Turn your radio down, Granty.
Oh, it's sorry, darling. Oh, you got me on this one. they went through all of them. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
They said fennel, didn't they? Oh, they said fennel.
Grant.
What's the one that tastes like licorice?
Grant. Star Anise.
Yes.
Grant.
Okay.
Yes. Remain composed, Grant. We're all getting very giddy here. I'm excited as well. But thyme and coriander is the second semi-final that you're in charge of, sending one through to the grand final. High stakes.
A herb? Well, it can't be a... my goodness. That's a good
come
one.
On, Grant.
Oh, no.
Thyme or coriander?
Not coriander.
So you're picking thyme if you're not picking coriander?
I'm going to lower this man's fader down.
No, they went through all of them.
Grant, you're missing the point. Thyme or coriander?
I just went on a rant and I had to stop you.
Please, I don't have any time for any gossip now.
Look, all we heard was not coriander, please. Which I have to take as time.
No, like, can I jump in for Grant?
No way.
His phone line was... Okay, we're going coriander.
No, we're going coriander.
Grant's phone line wasn't good.
No.
Like, he'd give me this one. Come on.
Let's go to
it's
a man.
It's my birthday in 9 days.
Let's go to a man who is cool, calm, collected... and knows herbs like the back of his hand. Andrew, hello.
How are you, mate?
Good. I want a clear-cut, not long-winded decision in a very important
Bring
herby semi-final
Grant.
Between thyme and coriander. What will it be?
We'll go thyme.
Thyme to the grand final!
Andrew, huge. I just said it was my birthday in
this
9 days. The least you could do was pick coriander.
No. Nothing to do with your birthday, Shuey Louie. This is to do with the Woolworths Discovery Garden getting to the bottom of Australia's favourite herb. This is the data that's never been collected on Australian radio before. As always, we've got a jury of five herb lovers. Me, Shuey Louie, and three of the listeners. I'll cast my vote. Shuey will cast her vote. And we'll go to as many jury it takes to get a final decision on Australia's favourite herb. Look, when it comes to Australia's favourite herb, obviously, I want something that's easy to cultivate in my radio studio, Woolworths Discovery Garden. I have just been perusing through my shrubs and realised that rosemary is not one of the herbs included in my Discovery Garden.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? That's a good start.
By default, I'll be choosing thyme, something that is available to me in a few weeks. One vote thyme. No votes, rosemary.
Well, just to annoy you,
oh.
I'll be picking rosemary.
Unbelievable. I'll have you know that you won't be having a skerrick of my salad that I serve up.
Well, I absolutely will be. It's for me and a chef.
I'll remember this time that you didn't vote for thyme. Rebecca, it's one vote apiece.
Yep.
Where does your vote lie? Rosemary or thyme?
It's got to be thyme.
Thyme all the way. We all need a little more time, don't we? Two votes thyme, one vote rosemary. Billy on 13 10 60.
B.
Billy.
Yeah, I'll vote rosemary.
Yep. Billy by name.
Thank you.
Billy's by nature. Two votes
apiece. Taking one for the team, Big B.
The final vote in Australia's favourite herb, the Herb Olympics, belongs to Beck. Do not
right.
take this decision lightly, Beck. What is Australia's favourite herb, rosemary or thyme?
On behalf of all of the people of Australia, I'd like to go for the humble thyme.
Humble thyme! Humble
thyme! You got your way, Lakey.
Humble thyme! Unbelievable scenes
well
here.
Well done.
Unbelievable scenes with the humble thyme. Shuey Louie, I mean, I can see the look of disgust on your face. You're a rosemary girl, you're a basil lady, you're a coriander lass. But let me exchange the olive branch over to you, picking the season's first crop of thyme from my Discovery Garden.
Very kind of you.
With bits of soil still on it. There you go. Have a bit of thyme. Let's both have a taste together. No, I think that's a snapdragon, actually.
No, it doesn't have much
flavor. Sorry.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.